feather, we will be together. We'll write the song forever, and then we will be together. We'll sing together, la 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 la.
You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text donate, the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you.
Where's the cheese gone?
Where'd the cheese be?
Where be my cheese?
Inside, 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 inside.
Who took the cheese?
Who has the cheese?
Who's got the cheese?
Where's all the cheese?
Inside, 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 inside. The insider, that's who took the cheese. The insider, that's where the cheese be.
Hey everybody, hope you're having a good evening. This is Mike Spry with a special edition of Kids Green Cheese. And I'm joined here by my granddaughter, Mia. Say hi, Mia. Did you say hello, Mia?
Hello.
Okay.
Is my mic on?
Yep.
Oh.
And
hi.
Alex?
Hi.
Alex is Heather Johnson, our media coordinator, our membership coordinator's son, so they came in to help with kids green cheese tonight. Wow. I'm just going to answer the phones and hopefully not screw things up too bad, and these guys are going to read questions for you guys. So the number to call is 218-326-1234. Again, this is Kids Green Cheese Trivia, part of our Membership Appreciation Week, and regular green cheese will be following at 7 o'clock with your host, Brandon Chase. All right, you guys ready? You got a question, Alex?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What is the biggest bird in the world?
Okay. Mia, you got one?
Yeah. What color is a hippo sweat?
Okay. Back to you, Alex. One more.
All right. How many hearts does an octopus have?
Okay.
Oh, my mom asked that one earlier. What athlete was named after a steak his parents saw on a menu?
Okay, let's see what we get for callers here. 218-326-1234. The lines are open. Here we go. Hello, you're on green cheese. Hello, you're on green cheese. Hello, you're on green cheese.
Hello, you're on green cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, you're on green cheese.
Is the answer for the octopus one 12?
That is not what I have written down here.
Nope, that is incorrect. Where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi.
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, okay. Well, thanks for calling in. Try again, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
It's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. I'm not going to sing, though.
Guys, my grandpa right. is, he's totally the best singer in the world, trust.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's see. Phone lines are open. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Want to throw another one out there, Alex?
All right, let's see. What color is each polar bear's individual hair?
Okay, and Mia?
What vegetable was used to make jack-o'-lanterns before pumpkins?
Before pumpkins, okay.
Pre-pumpkin.
All right, 218-326-1234 is the number to call. We receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Lines are open, folks. Let's see. So you're going to school at which school? Middle school, Alex?
Schoolcraft Learning Community, actually.
Oh, cool. How do you like that?
Pretty good. Been there since I was in kindergarten, I suppose.
So it's K through 12, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, K through 8, actually.
K through 8. Okay. How many kids in your class?
I want to say like 19, 20, I think.
Okay. Cool. Cool.
How old are you?
And you're both in 7th grade now. Mia, you're in 7th, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so cool.
Yeah. Okay. There they go. The lines are lighting up now. Hang on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike, Chuck and Barb here with an answer.
Okay.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Mia. Oh, no, I can't remember what the question was that I was going to answer. An octopus, I believe, has 3 hearts.
That is correct.
Good job, Chuck.
Yeah, I won't answer anymore.
Okay.
No, please, call back in.
All right.
I'll try.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Good to hear you, folks.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Bye-bye.
Shout out, Chuck.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. This is Cassowary calling.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if the octopus has 3 hearts.
That is correct.
Ah, all right. And can I go for another one?
Sure, why not, Cass? Go ahead.
I'm in the animal mood here.
Okay.
Was it the largest bird, did you say?
Yep.
Did she say?
Yep.
Isn't it ostrich?
Yep, that is correct.
Hey, good job, Cass.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm the 3rd largest bird, the cassowary.
All right, thanks, Cass.
Why are you on so early?
We're doing a special kids green cheese tonight from 6 to 7, and then we'll do the regular green cheese starting at 7. Brandon will be here.
Oh, this is for the kids.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. That's all right.
I'm just a little kid.
You're a kid at heart. That's fine.
I went back to my childhood.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
My name's Dawn the Hog and a squash.
Here, say that again.
And the squash is the jack-o'-lantern.
The squash is the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. What was the first, what did they use for jack-o'-lanterns before pumpkins?
Squash.
A squash.
Squash?
That is incorrect.
No. Mia says that's not right. Good guess, though.
That may have been one of them, but that's not the one I have written down, and that's not the main one that they usually used.
What's your name?
Dondi Haugen.
Brandy? Well, where are you living, Brandy?
No, Dondi Haugen.
Okay. Dondi. Oh, okay. Where are you from?
Virginia.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. Virginia, Minnesota, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is Finn. I'm calling from Virginia, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Is the answer for the polar bear one, is each individual hair gray?
That is not what I have written down here.
Nope.
Good guess, though.
Good guess.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Keep trying. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I have an answer.
Okay, go ahead.
The answer to the hippo sweat color is red.
I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to give you half a point because it is reddish pink.
Yeah, red, okay. Reddish pink. That's close enough. Yeah. All right, where are you calling from?
Magenta.
I call from the Dairy House Zone in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Grand Rapids, okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, my bucket list on Green Cheese is to get someone to call in from Florida, Florida.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Mike, it's Chuck again.
Yeah.
I think polar bear individual hairs are black.
That is not what I have here, actually.
No, not black.
Really? They used to be.
Oh.
I guess they're old.
Okay.
Right, thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, lines are open, folks. 218-326-1234. How about a couple more questions? Alex, what do you got?
All right. Which hippogriff does Harry bond with in Harry Potter?
Which hippogriff?
Yes.
Okay. And Mia?
We'll do... how many feathers does an average wild turkey have?
Okay. 218-326-1234. Number to call. Okay, a couple calls from Virginia and one from Grand Rapids, and we got Chuck and we got Cass. All right, Alex, what's your favorite subject?
I really enjoy science.
Yeah.
Just because it's fun, and then I also really like my teacher, Joe.
Mm-hmm. You get to call him Joe, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right.
We don't really have the, like, Mr., Ms., that yeah. sort of thing at our
awesome.
School.
Awesome. Very
well,
nice.
He, if
cool.
If I even try to say, hey, Kevin, which is my science teacher's name, if I even try that, he'll give us like 10-minute detention.
Oh, he will not.
No, he won't. He probably won't. He'll make us go and study leaves.
What are you studying in science right now?
We are studying, well, we were studying cells. We're studying plants and like photosynthesis. Mitosis, photosynthesis, growth bacterial. I got to swab my sixth grade teacher in a toilet seat, and that
was
really
hopefully
fun.
In that order.
No, he was one of the unlucky ones. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
My favorite is history, art, and science because
okay.
they're
cool.
Good.
Lines are open, folks. 218-326-1234. Okay. Alex, do you have any siblings?
I do not. I'm actually an only child.
Ah. Well, Mia kind of is, because her sister is quite a bit older.
Well, it's a long story, but me and my sister.
Hello, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Little backstory here. We have different dads. And so,
The lines are lighting up, Mia. I've got to cut you off there. Hang on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
My name's Dondi Haugen. A turnip.
Turnip is a jack
for the jack-o'-lantern.
What do you say, Mia?
That is correct.
Good job.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna try again?
Thank you.
Thank you. Call again, okay? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, I was calling in with the answer to the jack-o'-lantern question.
Okay.
I got either gourd or rutabagas.
Well, you're close. We just got the answer from a young lady in Virginia, and it's turnips.
All right. Well, this is the dairy household in Grand Rapids.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're close. We just got the answer from...
All righty, here we go. Oh, the lines are open. 218-326-1234. Let's see if I can come up with something here. Well, I guess not. I better not. You guys should have all the questions.
Yeah, we're supposed to be in the spotlight.
Yep,
How
you are.
Dare you?
All I'm right, we'll throw another one out there then, Mia.
Okay. What ancient civilization had a successful brain surgery?
Okay. How about you, Alex? What do you got?
What is Hagrid's first name?
What is Hagrid's first name? Okay. That's
Harry
a good question. Lines are open, 218-326-1234. You're listening to a Kids Green Cheese Show as part of our Membership Appreciation Week. Hope you're enjoying it. And give us a call, 218-326-1234. Support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multipurpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people, for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center, rates, and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. Okay. What are you studying right now in science? Alex?
Let's see. What was it? Talking about plants, or not plants, sorry. Planets and gravity and, like, mass.
Cool. Some physics, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I am very much not very smart on astronomy and physics, but I do enjoy reading about it. Not much of a sunk in, I guess.
Some interesting stuff.
Yeah. It's fun to find out what they're... It seems like the more they explore the universe, the more mysteries they find.
Yeah.
218-326-1234 is the number to call. Okay. Mia.
Yeah.
What kind of art are you working on in
art?
School?
Oh. Well, I haven't had art yet because I've had stupid career exploration.
Oh.
No hate to you, Mr. Chase. I tolerate you sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. So I start art on Monday because, switching quarters, it's a new quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been working on art recently, and, so far, I've drawn funny photos. I've drawn funny photos of my friends. And I also drew a really good skull that I'm really proud of. But it's no longer Halloween, so I'm kind of really sad. But I've been working on portraits and, like,
okay,
and realism. And I've got
Do you do murals in school and stuff like that?
No, because we're lame.
You're lame?
No, not me. No, I'm really cool. My school's lame.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No. See.
Do you get to get art class at your school too, Alex?
Mm-hmm. It's part of these things we call specialists, where it's not like a regular class. It's mm-hmm. something that happens like every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, some of our other ones include like forest school, where we basically just get to like kind of explore the forest and run around, and then also learn a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
PE, obviously, you know, physical education. There's indigenous studies, and blanking on a couple others. Oh, music.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
I have quite a bit. Here's my schedule. We start off the day Mondays, Wednesdays, and every other Friday would be study skills. And then Tuesdays, Thursdays, and every other Fridays we have PE. And then I have pre-algebra.
Okay.
Yeah, and
we better cut it off there and throw out some more questions. Yeah, Alex, what do you got?
All right. Got a couple of Minecraft questions.
Okay.
Let's see. What mob can you tame with bones?
Okay. And Mia, what do you got?
The word supercalifragilisticexpialidocious comes from a show about what weird, unusual nanny?
Okay. Good job. Maybe we should repeat some of the questions that we haven't had answers for. Can we do that, guys?
Sure.
All right.
What color is each polar bear's individual hair?
Mm-hmm.
What is Hagrid's first name?
Mm-hmm.
And which hippogriff does Harry bond with?
Okay. Mia?
We'll do... right. I'm trying to remember. How many feathers does an average wild turkey have? And which athlete was named after a steak his parents saw on a menu?
Okay. I've got phones ringing, so here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
So this is Finian again from Virginia, Minnesota. So is the polar bear transparent?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
Can I answer one more?
Sure.
And for the Minecraft question, dogs can be tamed with bones.
That is correct.
All right, good job. What was your first name again?
Finian.
Finian. Okay, I like that. All right. Thanks, Finian. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, my name's Fanny.
Hi, Fanny. You got an answer for us?
I'm here to answer about what animal on Minecraft can be tamed by a bone.
Okay, go ahead.
A wolf can be tamed by a bone.
That is correct.
All right, good job.
And I also have one about the show that's about a weird nanny or whatever.
Yep.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is correct.
That is correct. How dare you steal my
Sorry.
I will never forgive you.
Yeah, stole your thunder there, Mia. Sorry.
I'm so mad at you, actually. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm
Fatty, where are you from?
Big Fork.
Big Fork. Okay. Well, good to hear from
you. We're at the hunting cabin.
Oh, have fun.
So, I've been really... Yeah. Oh,
right.
Sorry.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So, recently
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I have an answer for you.
Okay.
My answer is for the weird nanny. It's Mary Poppins.
Mary
Poppins. That is correct.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Is that right, Mia?
Yeah.
All right, good job. Yep. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye. All right. 218-326-1234 is the number to call.
So I've been really into Twilight, and when she said forks, I got a flashback. I have spent just the past month just rewatching all the Twilights in order, just all day, just spending 6 hours on my bed just watching Twilight, and my mom's worried about me because
218-326-1234 is the number to call. What's your dad do, Alex?
He is a, I don't really know what the technical term for it is, but he works with security cameras for Pinnacle.
Oh, okay. Cool. And he's Ben Frankenstein. That's his handle on the radio, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, cool. I've met him. He's a cool guy.
Is this an interview, a job interview question?
Just trying to fill the air there, Mia. Trying to fill the air. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. How about a couple more questions, guys?
Okay. Couple of Phineas and Ferb questions.
There's 104.
What does Dr. Doofenshmirtz call his inventions?
Okay.
What is Phineas and Ferb's last name?
Okay. Mia?
Daisies are found everywhere except... And then,
What are found everywhere?
Daisies. Like
daisies?
A flower.
Okay.
You know?
Yep.
True or false, cockroaches can live for weeks without their heads.
Okay. True or false? Okay. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. So what kind of music do you guys like?
I've always been really into like rock and like blues and rock and sax.
How about you, Alex?
Some of the stuff that my dad / DJ Ben Frankenstein plays on the air, such as like EDM, dubstep, that sort of stuff is pretty cool.
Okay.
Rock is nice, you know. I like some System of a Down.
Cool.
Boom.
All right, the phones are ringing. Here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Larry the Liar from West Eveleth here.
Uh-huh.
And just asked a question, I had the answer. and I forgot what the question was. Us old folks get to have those moments.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling. You got a shout out for me?
No, I'm shouting out for help.
Which question was? You don't remember the question, huh?
No.
What was the answer? Do you remember the answer?
Not without the questions. That's the prompt.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, let's Mia, go back and read a couple of your questions to see if we can jog's memory.
What athlete was named after a steak his parents saw on a menu? Okay. How many feathers does an average wild turkey have? And true or false, cockroaches can live for weeks without their heads.
Okay.
That's it. It's 10 days without their head. Thank you, sweetheart.
10 days. Mm. Is that correct answer, Mia?
It just says weeks, so I'm assuming you're correct, but I just can't remember because
10 days.
It just said week.
That's more, that sounds about right.
The answer, too. Cockroaches have been around forever, but I know they can last more than an hour.
Yep.
Thankfully, we don't have many over here.
Yep.
Lucky.
It's cold where it is.
Yep.
Hey, kids, relax, get into the game, and have a good time. This is a good movie folks are putting on for these kids.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Larry.
You're
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
Oh, go ahead.
Rob Peterson from the Sturgeon Lake Caviar Gang.
Okay.
And a friend of mine, Sam, a loony in Virginia, who caught me on the phone once some time ago and laughed at my wife, or to my wife, and a fellow named Vinny in Gilbert.
Okay.
The last person I would have thought would have ever listened. All right, I'm going to leave you alone now, but kids, keep it up. You're going to get perfect soon.
All right.
So, all right, boss.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm a big theater kid, so I don't really get nervous at this kind of stuff. If that's what he was talking about, I don't know. But, yeah.
Well,
I like to...
Free advice.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Kids, I hope you're listening out there. Don't be shy. Parents, if you're listening out there, grab your kids and have them answer some questions for us. Don't forget, Brandon Chase coming up at 7 o'clock for the regular green cheese. Here we go. Hello, you're on green cheese.
Yeah, Jake's from the garage.
Yeah.
Is the kid deal until 7 and then...
Yep, regular green cheese starts at 7 with Brandon Chase.
Yes, happens at 7?
Yep.
Perfect.
All right.
I'll drink beer till 7 then.
All right.
To get in.
Okay, thanks
right,
a lot.
Thank you.
Set your alarms.
All right. Well, I like all kinds of music that they have here, and that's why I come in here and do music sometimes, just so I can find new stuff. It's one of the great things about this station. There's always something new to listen to.
I'm really into Pierce the Veil and Weezer. Those are my two favorite bands. I'm really into 80s rock. I can sing all the high notes and Don't Stop Believing, so I can sing all the notes.
That's because you're a girl.
Well, it's also because I spent a whole night just doing the karaoke over and over again until I learned all the notes.
Because
I could not sing, and then I just did that. And so that's the only way I can learn how to sing is I have to spend a whole night just...
Well, if you can sing hit all the high notes and Don't Stop Believing, you'd be a hit at weddings.
Yeah, I probably would.
218-326-1234 is the number to call. How about another question, Alex?
All right. Let's see. How about another Harry Potter question?
Yeah.
Go for it.
What is the type of magical bowl that displays memories in a liquid vapor form?
Okay. And Mia, what do you got?
I have a Harry Potter question, too, because I have a crush on this actor, and that's why I've been watching Twilight. I'm just kidding. Who played Cedric Diggory in Harry Potter?
Cedric Diggory, okay.
Diggory.
What movie is that from?
Harry Potter.
I know, which one?
Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. He gets killed, and I cried. So I spent all night eating a 2-pound bag of 49 different flavors of jelly beans.
218-326-1234 is the number to call.
At my grandpa's very house. weren't you there for like half the night and then you went to bed? You were
watching? I don't recall the evening myself. Anyhow, let's see. Let's repeat a couple questions, shall we? Alex, you got a couple that you haven't got answers to yet?
I do. Which hippogriff does Harry bond with? What does Dr. Doofenshmirtz call his inventions? What is Phineas and Ferb's last name?
Okay. And Mia?
How many feathers does the average wild turkey have? And what star athlete was named after a steak that his parents saw on a menu?
Okay. All right. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Do you guys want to do some of these human body trivia questions? You guys can throw some of those out.
Oh, some of them are really weird.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. We bought it in Chicago when we went.
Oh.
So, anyways, okay.
Read a weird one then.
Okay. I actually understand a lot of human anatomy. I want to be in forensics when I grow up. Here's a funny one. How many times per day does the average person fart? Three times, seven times, or 14 times?
Okay, let's see if we get an answer to that one.
Also, Grandpa, can I get some paper?
So you need some paper?
Blank paper, please.
There's scratch paper here, I think.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, you could write on that. Or here, please.
Is this yours?
218-326-1234 is the number to call. So, are you watching the World Series at all, Alex?
No, I don't believe so.
No?
Wait, is that... I'm sorry, I actually don't know what that... Is that like the Olympics?
No, it's the championship for Major League Baseball, and...
Oh.
Tonight is Game 7 between the Dodgers from the National League and the Toronto Blue Jays from the American League.
Hmm.
Here we go. Phones are ringing. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Answering the question about the feathers on a wild turkey?
Yeah, go for it.
Is that like 5,000?
Close, but no.
That's not quite it.
I almost just gave the answer. I was
Where are you calling from?
No.
Breezeway in Virginia.
Where?
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Got a lot of calls from Virginia.
A lot of calls.
Interesting. Here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I have an answer for the how many times does the average human fart in a day?
Okay, go for it.
Is the answer 7?
Not. No. Well, go ahead, Mia.
It is not 7.
Not 7.
Oh.
Good guess, though.
Also, Grandpa, I was just kidding about stealing my spotlight.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. Oh, let's see. Alex, how about another question?
All right. Let's throw in another Minecraft question. Why not?
Okay.
What structure spawns a warden?
Spawns a what?
A warden.
A warden. Okay.
I know all these questions, considering I'm a huge Minecraft player, and
you don't get to answer them because you're.
I'm not gonna answer them. If anything, I like Goat Simulator more than Minecraft.
All right, you got another question for us, Mia?
Yeah, sure. What is the driest continent?
What is the driest continent? Okay. Mm-hmm. You asked the question about daisies before, right?
Yeah.
So is that what continent they don't exist on? They'll exist everywhere except one continent? Is that what you're getting
at?
Yeah,
it's actually the same answer.
All right, let's see what we get for an answer. 218-326-1234. Don't forget, Brandon Chase, 7 o'clock, the regular Green Cheese. I think Heather's sitting in with Brandon tonight, so. Okay. Yep, it's Game 7 tonight of the World Series, so. I'm pulling for Toronto because the Dodgers are the best team money can buy. So
I'm hoping it's Toronto because that's my favorite celebrity city.
What's the matter? What's that, Mia?
How dare you call me Anna? No, I'm just kidding. I hope Toronto wins too because my favorite celebrity lives in Toronto.
Who's that?
Well, it's not a celebrity, it's a YouTuber, but he's really funny. He's more of an adult YouTuber. His name's Curtis Connor.
Okay.
So I just watch his videos all the time. I'm watching one right now. Well, not right now, but like earlier.
Okay, let's throw out a couple more questions, shall we? Go ahead, Alex.
All right. Start another Phineas and Ferb question. What is Dr. Doofenshmirtz's last name? Or okay. Wait, no, first name. Sorry. First name.
Okay. And Mia?
I have quite a bit of questions out, so I'll just reread some.
Okay.
Obviously, we know the steak one. Well, we don't know it, but yeah.
Oh, I'm going to cut you off. I got somebody on the phone. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Breezeway in Virginia again. It's easy to get through right now.
Yep.
The driest continent, Antarctica.
That is correct. Good job.
Yeah, good job.
What was the question about the steak?
The steak? Going to read that one, Mia?
What star athlete was named after a steak his parents saw on a menu? And I have some unfortunate news. He has unfortunately passed away. That's a little hint.
That's not. We don't do any hints. Can't do that.
Sorry.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Did you go trick-or-treating, Alex?
I didn't this year, actually. Yeah. Just kind of wanted to stay at home, watch some scary movies.
Sometimes you just end up outgrowing Halloween, trick-or-treating.
I was going to stay up all night watching scary movies after trick-or-treating, and right after trick-or-treating, I was so bummed. By the second I was done sorting my candy, I was knocked out and just passed out.
Yeah? You're tired, huh?
Yeah. I was watching a video, and I just...
Everybody has a different age some people trick or treat even when they're adults, and some people trick or treat till they're in sixth grade or whatever. It's whatever you want to do. It's a voluntary activity, you know. Yeah.
Might go next year. Just wasn't exactly feeling it this year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I get it. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Okay, read any good books lately, Alex?
I think the last book that I read was Freddie Yates and the, like, Super Miraculous Journey, something like that.
Okay. How about you, Mia? What are you reading?
The War That Saved My Life and the sequel. Well, I already read The War That Saved My Life. I'm reading the sequel called The War I Finally Won. And if you want me to give a short summary,
That's okay. Are these young adult books that you're talking about?
Mine?
Yeah.
They are not young adult books. They're
just regular adult books?
So, they're not inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
They're appropriate for kids, but they're like higher level reading.
No.
I'm a higher level reader. I always have been. So I just read books.
218-326-1234 is the number to call tonight. Kids Green Cheese Trivia, part of our Membership Appreciation Week. And we do appreciate all of our members and all the folks who came in and contributed when we had our budget cut. We had a huge response to that, and we're very thankful, and that's why we're doing member appreciation this week. Instead of doing a big fall member drive, we're gonna celebrate our members. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Okay. Let's see. I was gonna see if I could... There we go. Maybe I'll read some of these guys. Watermark Arts Center in Bemidji has an opening reception for the multimedia exhibit I See Epiphanies. Oh, that was today. Never mind. Friends of the Brainerd Public Library continue their Brown Bag author series Monday, November 3rd at noon with Jack Craywinkle. He'll discuss his book of short stories, North of Highway 2. 218-326-1234. Fine. Lines are open. And let's see, what else we got going on here? United Way of Thousand Lakes presents Dining United now through November 20th. Find a list of participating Itasca County restaurants at uwlakes.org. And let's see. Arrowhead Library System presents They Brought Their Songs, International Folk Music in Minnesota with musical trio Kaylee, now through November 5th. Find a full list of dates, times, and locations at alslib.info. Okay, folks, lines are open. Got lots of questions out there. Probably should throw some more out. How about what do you got, Alex?
All right. How about another Minecraft one?
Got
a couple left. What is the maximum number of blocks that a piston can push?
Okay. And Mia?
How many feathers does a wild turkey have? And what does the word Olmec, or the oldest civilization ever recorded, what does their name translate to?
Olmec?
Olmec.
Okay. Thank you. 218-326-1234. Maybe I'll ask you guys if you know some trivia questions. The phones are ringing. Hang on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, could you repeat the fart question again?
Go ahead, Mia.
How many times per day does an average person fart?
Did you catch that?
And the choices are what?
7, 3, or 14.
7, 3, or 14.
Okay, well, if it's Alex, it's probably 14.
Well, if you're speaking in human, that is correct.
That is correct. Alex, hey. Alex is your average gas passer.
He's your average farter.
Where are you calling from?
Right now I'm calling from Turtle River.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. You got a shout-out for us?
Yeah, I'd like to shout-out Eileen.
All right, you got it. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the show. It's great, you guys. Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. I know who that was. Stan Gannon. DJ Dang. He's our volunteer coordinator here. Good guy. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. And I should probably go the right direction here with these PSAs. Curl Misabi in Eveleth has open houses November 3rd through the 6th from 6 to 8 each night. Curling instruction and equipment provided. Bring clean athletic shoes and wear comfortable clothing and a light jacket. All right. Let's see. Iron Range Area Council on the Minnesota Chippewa Tribes meets Thursday, November 6th at Marble City Hall. A potluck feast begins at 6 p.m. with a meeting to follow at 6:30. Meetings are the first Thursday of every month. All are welcome. Okay. So are you learning any Ojibwe words in your Indigenous Studies class, Alex?
Not recently. Okay. We've been working on slideshows about certain tribes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah, cool. There's a lot to learn out there. Lots of great books, too. I'm a fan of Native American literature and history and all of that stuff, so. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Let's see, what do we got? Kids, I hope you're hearing this out there, and hope you got some answers for us. Parents, if you got kids that are smart or think they're smart, have them call in and see if they know any answers to our questions. We'll repeat some of them.
Parents, humble your children.
Okay. Alex, can you repeat a couple of your questions, please?
Sure. Which hippogriff does Harry bond with? What is the name of the type of magical bowl that displays memories in a liquid vapor form? What is Hagrid's first name? What is the maximum number of blocks a piston can push? What structure spawns a warden?
Okay. Mia, throw a new one out there.
A new one?
Yep.
Dang it. Okay. P.T. Barnum, or the Freak Show founder, sewed a monkey's head onto a fish's body and said it was a mermaid, and people actually bought it. Some people. Not stupid.
So what's the trivia question?
True or false.
True or false. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Chuck, you said something about Jack Craywinkle having some kind of a book signing or something.
Yeah, let me see if I can find that. Hang on.
Okay.
Do you know who that person is, Chuck?
Yes, I do, absolutely.
Let me see if I can find it now. Just been scrolling through these things, so... Here we go. Friends of the Brainerd Public Library continue their Brown Bag Author Series Monday, November 3rd at noon with Jack Craywinkle. He'll discuss his book of short stories, North of Highway 2.
Okay, which library?
Brainerd.
Brainerd?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I won't be able to make it, but I appreciate the information. I'll give him a call and wish him luck.
Okay. How do you know Jack, Chuck?
Back in the old days, we went to BSU together. We have an annual reunion up between Virginia and Cook.
Cool.
Every once in a while, he gets there.
All right. Well, thanks, Chuck.
I've got a couple of his books, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The kids are doing great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Love you, Chuck.
218-326-1234 is a number to call. And got a few more minutes left before we switch it over to the regular green cheese.
Wait, how many minutes?
Huh?
How many minutes?
13.
Dude, seriously?
Yeah. Here we go. Here's a caller. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I think what you guys are looking for the answer to that athlete named after a steak.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant.
That is correct.
Good job. Where are you calling from?
From Maryland.
Maryland? Holy smokes. You're listening in Maryland. Wow.
We're listening in Maryland.
Great. I have fans in Maryland.
You do?
Yeah, you got fans in Maryland.
Okay. Well, thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Are people in Maryland cool?
Bye-bye. Cool. Maryland.
I forgot Maryland existed. No offense.
Uh-huh. It's a long way out there on the East Coast. 218-326-1234. The numbers to call. Let's see. What else do we got here? Cohasset Parks and Rec offers a full moon hike Tuesday, November 4th. Meet at the Clay Boswell Boat Landing at 7:30. Bring a headlamp and wear sturdy shoes. And Bemidji High School Theater Department presents The Addams Family, a musical comedy, November 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7 p.m. at the school's auditorium. Find a ticket link on Facebook under Bemidji High School Theater. All right. Lines are open, folks. 218-326-1234. Okay, I'm gonna start throwing some questions out there too, because I'm wanting to see if we can get some calls generated here. Which bird can fly backwards? And Mia's got that one already. To what state would you travel to visit the Grand Canyon?
I know this.
Yeah. And I'll throw one more out. Oh, here we go. We got a caller. Hang on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, let me get away from my source. Mojo from the sauna, the bird that flies backwards is a hummingbird.
That is correct, Mojo. Good job.
No, I just come out of the woods working on deer stands. You guys set your clocks back a little bit earlier?
No, no, this is actually a special edition of Kids Green Cheese Trivia. And so I've got my granddaughter Mia here, and Alex, friend Alex is here, and they are reading questions for us, and we're encouraging kids to call in, but kids at heart can call in too. So thanks for calling.
Well, me. Yes, yes, yes. So that's what's going on. So,
yep. And then Brandon will be on at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
All right.
I'll head for the sauna here shortly then, but start them young.
Yep.
Make sure they're co-hosts when they get a little bit older.
There you go. Thanks, Mojo.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, I just was listening here, and this is the IQ Islanders here. This is the kids' edition?
This is a kids' edition from 6 to 7 tonight. It's a part of our member appreciation treat.
All right. Well, then I won't answer the one that I think I know, but I...
So, oh, that's all right. You can answer. Go ahead.
I was thinking it was the hummingbird that can fly forward and backward.
That is correct. But Mojo from the sauna beat you to it.
Oh, all right. I didn't catch that part of it. So.
Yep. So regular green cheese will start at 7 o'clock with Brandon Chase as the host.
All right. Sounds
okay.
Good. We'll call.
Stay tuned. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oops. All right. Bemidji community members will hold a tailgate pantry Saturday, November 8th from 3 to 5 p.m. in the parking lot of the Paul Bunyan Mall near Hobby Lobby. Bring or take shelf-stable food or hygiene items. Tailgate pantry. I haven't heard of that before.
Grandma will probably go.
And Headwaters Music and Arts will host Annie Humphrey Saturday, November 8th as a benefit for Voyagers Expeditionary School. Doors open at 6 with an art-making opportunity and a soup meal. Annie Humphrey performs at 7. Find more info and purchase tickets at headwatersmusicandarts.org. Here we go, folks. Somebody on the line. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I have an answer for which state will you find the Grand Canyon in.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it California?
No, it's not California.
Okay,
good guess, though.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. How about, Alex, you throw another one out there.
All right. Which animal has the biggest eyeballs?
Biggest eyeballs.
I know this.
All right. Mia, you got another question for us?
What country has the lead for banana growing?
Grows the most bananas, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What country, huh? Okay. 218-326-1234. Where's your school located at, Alex?
I actually don't know.
Turtle River or Turtleneck?
It's down by, like, Red Lake, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think Red Lake, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I know it's by a lake that's called Red Lake, pretty sure.
Okay. Here we go. There's somebody on the line here. Hang on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The animal with the largest eyeballs is the octopus.
That is not what I have written down, actually.
Nope, that's not it.
Answer to that and start over.
Okay.
Would it be the squid? No.
Nope. Okay.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 218-326-1234. Yahtzee.
Yahtzee's my favorite board game.
Oh, there's a call. Hang on. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is the dairy household calling. I have an answer for which animal has the big thigh.
Okay.
Is it the whale?
That is not what I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I would have guessed whale. I've got a question. What kind of animal did President Calvin Coolidge keep as a pet in the White House?
I know this.
Nope, can't answer it. You're a host. You don't get the answer. 218-326-1234. Lots of trick-or-treaters out up here?
Hmm?
Did you have trick-or-treaters at your house?
We usually don't do, like, giving out the candy or whatever. Also, we're not really near any of, like, the major spots where kids go trick-or-treating,
yeah. Yeah, we're out in the country, too, so we don't, you know, get too many. But we're gonna get some when we move up to Bemidji in a couple months, probably. 218-326-1234 is the number to call. Mia, can you repeat a couple of your questions, please?
How many feathers does the average wild turkey have?
Uh-huh.
And what is the leading banana grower
okay.
country?
All right, how about you, Alex? Can you repeat a couple of them for me?
Sure. Which animal has the biggest eyeballs?
Mm-hmm.
What is Dr. Doofenshmirtz's first name?
Okay.
What is the name of the type of magical bowl that displays memories in a liquid vapor form?
Okay, is that from Harry Potter or is from...
Yes, that is from Harry Potter.
Okay. All righty. And I'll throw one out there, too. How tall is Empire State Building? How many stories? 218-326-1234. The lines are open, folks. This is Kids Green Cheese Trivia.